Hello?
What's up, Jenny?
What's going on, man? Welcome to the Ignorant Thinker, man. How's everything going?
Chillin', man.
It's been a long time, man. You've been beefing with me for a long time. That's all I'm saying. For all our listeners out there, he's been beefing with me because of our fantasy basketball league.
Tell him who won first.
But he is the champ. I knew he was going to be the champ anyway because Marge was slipping. But I fucked around and let Maj back in when my dumb ass ain't make my proper adjustments
Yeah.
until the last minute.
My thing is, yeah, he wasn't supposed to be in it anyway. So, and my thing is like,
he was playing good all year, but then he started slipping, and I was like, oh yeah, he's done.
No, he lost because, like, he's already, like, I'm gonna give him props. He's a good GM, but
yeah, he is.
He went 17-0 because of that dumbass trade. That's why he won, and then he started losing. Because he got hit the injury bug at the wrong time. Because everybody had their injury bug. Like, I had.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know who Terry Rozier is.
No,
I'm not even gonna lie.
Terry Rozier, that's my pickup. He took Terry Rozier for me.
But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know who he was.
As soon as I dropped him, he picked up Terry Rozier. I dropped Terry and Parker at the same time, and that's when he pulled up. And I dropped Terry for like a one day situation because I had nobody else to drop, and I planned on picking him back up, but soon I picked him back, when I go pick him back up, this nigga took him.
Oh, well, maybe I should be beefing with you then. Shit, you the reason I lost. Terry Rozier had a big ass game that game.
Yeah, he was killing. You gotta blame Kyrie.
Nah, I ain't gonna really blame nobody. That Boston situation, you know, they about to go to the finals without Kyrie and without Gordon Hayward.
If they don't go to the finals this year, NBA is fixed.
Well, we're gonna see how this game go tonight. I mean, I got them going to the finals. I got them going to the finals. They got an assistant coach on their team. From my neighborhood, Pooh Island. Shout out to Pooh Island, man, for being a good coach. I got to shout out the boy. I don't know if it's Marcus Morris or Markeith Morris. I don't know which one it is. I don't know them twins apart, but he balling. He talking trash. He yelling in people's faces. He got them wanting to fight him. I love the way he balling.
You talking about... That's Marcus. They both Marcuses.
Okay.
Yeah, Markeith was on Washington.
Okay.
Celtics got two Marcuses, Marcus Smart and Marcus Morris.
Okay. Yeah, well, they balling. Brad Stevens doing a great job. Them boys over there, they balling. I love the team. By the way, when they go against the Sixers next time, that's all I know.
No, to me, I think they should do what Stephen Avery said. They should get rid of Kyrie.
That's what I said. They should trade Kyrie for Carl Anthony Towns.
No, not Carl Anthony Towns. In fact, that'd be a good one too.
Yeah.
But I was
that'd be good for both teams. Because then now,
saying, finally, who you like better? No. So if you get a ball to Kyrie and Timberwolves, that's gonna fuck up. Jimmy Butler and
Wiggins.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I think they're going.
I think Kyrie should go in San Antonio because they need a guy like that, because it's either they don't have an offense where they. I don't know. I think Kyrie will fit better in San Antonio than Minnesota.
Well, they might make it a 3-way trade.
So they should do like this then. We should get Kawhi. I keep hearing stories about him coming, but I'm not going to believe it until it happens.
I think he's going to L.A. I think him and DeMarcus Cousins going to L.A.
You think DeMarcus Cousins going to L.A.?
Yeah. L.A. known for getting a historic big man, or at least they try to.
So what they going to do with Randolph then?
Right, they going to let him go.
After the season he just had?
Yeah, because Kuzma is the better player.
You think so?
Yeah, Kuzma is the better and cheaper player.
I don't know, man. You can't go off one season, man.
You're right, but to me, Kuzma's the better player. So you let Randle go.
You know how they say, they get 1 year, not everybody knows how good he is, and then next year they're going to game plan for him, and he might not be that good.
You say that, Randle, but now he got DeMarcus Cousins with him.
Randolph's been in the game for 3 years, and he get better every year.
I said that too, but there's a lot of people that don't like him in L.A., so. I mean, I'd take him over here at the Sixers, to be honest with you.
No, I don't even, I want him. I don't want him. I like him, but I don't want him.
You don't want him on the Sixers?
I want the Sixers to pick up the ball, Porter, Michael Porter.
You want Michael Porter?
Yeah, Michael Porter. I want our team to be like the Bucks, all big-ass big men. If we
go get – now, this is the thing. I'll get into that later, but I got a feeling Kevin Durant's not going to stay on the Warriors.
Kevin Durant not leaving the Warriors, yo.
Yo, I got a strong – I don't know if you watched, like, the body language of the game. Did you watch the game last night?
Kevin Durant likes to play where he – Kevin Durant, he's smart. He likes to play where there's no drama. And there's no drama. Only drama they got over there is Draymond. And he's his own drama. But, Clay, he laid back, don't give a fuck about nothing. Steph, he's like the most popular boy. Nobody can ever be mad at him.
Right. But I don't see, like, they do a lot of ISO ball with Kevin Durant.
I think they're just doing that with this team because I don't know what's going on. But it seems like the Rockets, they just got them figured out. Kyle watched that game yesterday.
The only play
that worked for them is when Kevin Durant got the ball 1-on-1.
And that ain't even all working because they started shutting that down. Like, the Warriors are a passing team. Like, they're a team that go right out the playbook. That's most of the game plan. It's right out the playbook.
The Rockets do one play.
Yeah, they ISO. They ISO all day. Last night, James Harden was making me mad.
No, that's what they do. They give James Harden the ball, the key, right? And if it's somebody that got good lateral foot speed, they'll bring two picks. They'll bring two picks, and James Harden will go to the side of the guy with the slower foot speed, and then he'll go to the rack and shoot a three. Or he'll, if that doesn't work, he'll pass off to P.J. Tucker. That's the same play they've been running all game. James Harden at the top of the three, and they bring two picks.
I'm just telling you, James Harden shooting them threes, he missed his last 20. He missed his last 23-pointers. And that's why I said that he making me mad because his plays where he dribbling so much. And I'm like, take him to the hole. Like, fuck, just go ahead for the layup. Get the and one. This is what you do. You draw contact, go to the foul line. This is what you do. And last night he walked. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. He walked.
Yeah, he did walk in that play.
But, you know, they gave him that. But like I said, with the Sixers, I can see the Sixers getting a dominant score. I said Jabari Parker.
I'll be cool with that. Then I'd be cool with him over Tyreek Evans. I just like Tyreek Evans from the area.
I'll take Tyreek Evans because Tyreek ain't gonna want that much money. I know damn well I'm not paying JJ Redick no $23 million. I don't give a damn what nobody said.
Bellinelli, fuck JJ.
Yeah, no, I want to keep Bellinelli and Ilya sober. Bellinelli and Ilya sober only made $500,000 last year.
Yeah, I keep both of them.
Mm.
They can both come off the bench.
The poor Amir Johnson, he could go too.
Fuck him. Let him go.
Yeah, let him go. He won $11 million. He wasn't even worth it. But everything else. If we get one of them big free agents, we get a Paul George, Jabari Parker, Tyreek Evans. I mean, even if we got a Carmelo Anthony, I wouldn't be mad at that.
I don't want a Carmelo Anthony. I don't not want Carmelo. He's a fucking cancer, dog.
I don't think he had cancer, but last year he was used like an offensive lineman last year. I know that.
All he did
was set picks last year. That's all he did.
No, he didn't come through at all. I watched that playoff.
He ain't get the ball. What the hell you mean come through?
He couldn't do nothing.
He didn't get the ball.
How is big name? I don't want Carmelo.
The ball went 2 for 5 I'm thinking the last game. You mean you can tell me he got the ball five times?
I don't want Carmelo.
That's 100% shooting. I don't see a problem with that.
That nigga a cancer, dog.
I don't think he had cancer with
that. Like, put Shy and run. Real rap. All energy on offense, no energy on defense.
Well, I don't really need him that much defense. Defensively, we cool. The problem we have is we have nobody on our team that when they come back, when we up 20 and they come back, make that comeback run, we got nobody that can go ahead.
That was a fluke game. We shouldn't have lost that game. But that's
not one game. We had about 10 games like that this season.
No, I'm not talking about in the playoffs. We're going to have to play the Boston again. We're the only two teams that's really good. Because they're going to fuck that team up after they fired the coach. So,
who the Raptors?
Raptors, yeah. So it's going to be us and the Raptors, the six Celtics, and only reason they beat is because JJ Redick was getting killed in the post, and we didn't have nobody that had foot speed. The only person that had foot speed to stay in front of him was Ben Simmons. Everybody else was getting blown by. Ben
Simmons in the blender too.
Huh?
He put Ben Simmons in the blender too.
Yeah, but that was like once in the blue. But most of the time, they was killing JJ Redick and Bellinelli.
Yeah, they shooters though. Now Rocco, who made all team first defense, I thought would do a better job on Jason Tatum.
So if you watch, I don't give a fuck what Maj or anybody say. They took Covington hard, dog.
They did. I'm not gonna lie. Just like in this series that we watching, James Harden hard getting took too.
You think
only so? Him is CP3. Oh.
I don't think they took Kevin James Harden hard. When you see James Harden dunking this much, he dunked on Draymond twice already.
No, that's in the he can do all that in the first half. Come the fourth quarter, that ain't the same James Harden.
No, the Rockets are winning because of Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker.
No, because of Chris Paul.
No, yeah, Chris Paul gonna do his thing, but you see how LeBron not getting no help at all.
No, he picked that team. Yeah, I don't hear about LeBron not getting no help.
Chris Paul getting help by everybody. Gerald Green come out of the game off the court. He getting help. He like three threes yesterday. PJ Tucker got 16 rebounds one game. Eric Gordon hit that three to put the game away last night.
Yeah, that was a good one though. Eric Gordon.
Chris Paul.
Now that was the time right there. Eric Gordon was wide open. But any other time, James Harden, I need you to go to the hole. Like this game six right here is really going to be crucial because it's like, you know, Chris Paul may not even be playing.
Chris Paul going to play, dog, because they know deep down they don't want a game seven with the Warriors, though.
Yeah, I know that.
Because the more time they get the Warriors, Iggy going to be back.
Not just that. They gonna fuck around and start hitting them three pointers that they missing.
And then Chris, everybody I know they might not say it, they might try to be politically correct, but they know this is the finals. So they know once they win this series, they gonna beat whoever come out east.
Yeah. But this damn shit gonna be a good one. I would like to see the Rockets and the Celtics. That'll be a good one to watch.
Oh no, I think it's gonna be 4-2.
But I'm still watching
the Rockets. They got somebody for everybody. The only reason the Celtics beat us is because we didn't have foot speed. And Marcus Smart JJ Redick can't stay in front of Marcus Smart and he can't stick him in the post. If you watch that game, one of the games they were playing, every time, because we were going back and forth one time, and then every time they needed a point or something in the post. And it's either he'll foul him or they'll make the layup because he's just that sweet down there.
Yeah. But every time we needed a point, we had to go to Embiid and his lazy ass to go take a jump shot.
Yeah, he is lazy. He better not get he lazy as shit on defense, yo.
I like him on defense. I just don't like him.
He only good with shot blocking, but when it comes to pick and rolls and all that shit, he don't put that much energy up.
Oh yeah. His His offense, like, you got to stop shooting. I want him to stop shooting as much, and I want Ben Simmons to just take a couple shots. Because even if you miss, Ben, I think we got a better chance to get the rebound.
I don't know. You really can't get mad at Ben, because, like, my thing is, like, what I get mad about is niggas doing shit. When I say take your heart, is when you play different from the way you usually play. Ben Simmons been playing like that all year. He don't shoot jump shots, so you can't get mad at Ben Simmons for not shooting a jump shot because he hasn't been shooting jump shots all year. So you can't say they took his heart because he hasn't been shooting jump shots all year. Because you can't say oh he didn't shoot no jump shots. He don't shoot that jump shots on any team, not just his Celtics. He don't shoot no jump shots on any team.
But you got to do something. But this is the thing, I needed him to do something different because the game plan is don't let Ben Simmons drive. I mean, don't let him get in the paint.
But he only had one bad game. Every other game, he had double figures every other game after that.
Yeah, I know. I love him, but I need him to shoot.
But Covington, look at his stats versus the Heat, then look at his stats versus Celtics.
I seen it. He ain't the same bull.
Niggas took his heart.
I don't think we need to get rid of him, though. I think he's a good player. But if it was a trade for him and Markelle Fultz to get Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, that trade Tyree and Miles agreed on. I'm getting them. They had everybody. Like, what the fuck? A defensive player is not hard to find. It's hard to find another Kawhi. It's not hard to find.
That's if you want to play, though. That's the thing.
What?
Kawhi Leonard, that's if you want to play.
But you don't think he gonna want to play with Ben Simmons and Embiid?
I don't think he want to play basketball. Period.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like, how you not want to play for Greg Popovich? Like,
because I gotta say, you remember all the boy Tom Cullum, what's his name, Coughlin?
Yeah.
Well, he had like a military mentality, but he made the players wear like certain socks and shit like that. That's how I think Greg Popovich. I think Kawhi's getting sick of it. Cause all these players is like, know how they say, the Spurs are the Patriots of the NBA.
Yeah.
I think he don't want to play for. He want to do his own thing. Popovich got like a certain rules and shit like that. Players can't talk out and shit like that.
Yeah. Well, this is the last one because we gotta wrap it up. But what do you think about tonight's game? What's the outcome?
Hello?
Yeah, I said, what do you think about tonight's game? What's the outcome?
Hold on real quick, Dad. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm calling my job. Hold on real quick, man. Yeah. Oh, we'll be on the right back. All right, I'm on my way. All right, Dan, I got like 10 more minutes, Dan.
All right, what do you think about tonight's game?
Who played tonight? The Boston?
Oh. Yeah, Boston played the Cavaliers.
If I was betting, I bet LeBron and I'm gonna win.
Okay.
But when they come at the Boston, I got Boston winning.
I think Boston gonna win it tonight.
I don't think the NBA or I don't think LeBron gonna let. He's not gonna have his season end in Cleveland. He's not gonna lose on his home court. I think he's gonna lose in Boston. But I don't want to believe it. But then sometimes in the back of my mind, I believe that the NBA is fixed. Sometimes I be thinking that. And I don't think the NBA gonna let LeBron lose in Cleveland. He's gonna lose in Boston, I think.
I think it might happen. I think. That LeBron James, I don't think it's gonna be his last game played in Cleveland. I think he's gonna stay in Cleveland, though.
You're not staying in Cleveland. That team only gonna get worse.
No, I think he's gonna stay in Cleveland, but I think he might have a chance.
LeBron only has probably 5-6 years left on his career, and he got 3 years to catch. He got 3 rings to catch Jordan, so he gonna have to start right now.
Well, he needs to get a dominant ball handler. So he might end up getting a Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, you think the Rockets going to the championship? That Chris Paul going to leave Houston for Cleveland? You crazy.
To play with LeBron? Yeah, I can see it.
I'm not going to a team that beat the Warriors. I came one game close to beating the Warriors to go to a team that is unknown. All you're going to have is Chris Paul and LeBron.
You get Chris Paul, LeBron.
That's it.
Still got Kevin Love.
I don't think Chris Paul gonna leave. For one, like people, believe it or not, a city matters. A city matters. So you know what they say about you know what that meme that Joe Quinoa put out? What's there to do in Cleveland? So I think that's gonna play a factor too.
They call themselves the land, so something to do out there. He might get another. He might get a different type of ball handler. You never know. Shit, he might get something nice out of the draft. That's a good ball handler.
I don't think no rookie gonna save this season.
But I just see. I don't see LeBron leaving. I see him getting some key pieces that he need, but I don't see him leaving. But this game tonight going to be nice. I see Boston winning this game tonight. Only way I see Cleveland winning.
LeBron gets help when he's at when they get help. Back somewhere else.
The only way I see him winning this game, he's going to have to put up about 60.
He's going to have to put up 30. And Kevin Love's going to have to give him 20. And J.R. Smith's going to have to give him at least like 15.
That ain't nothing but a folding chair right there, J.R. Smith.
Because Riding Hood, that nigga is a bust. I remember one time they said that this nigga was supposed to be the best player in that trade. The second trade, not the first trade, but the second trade. They said that Rodney Hood was going to be the best player out of that trade. It seems like Larry Nance is the best player out of that trade.
I was all about to say.
And that's not good if Larry Nance is the best player you got out of a trade. You traded Isaiah Thomas and the best player you got out of the trade is Larry Nance?
Yeah.
That's not good.
They should have went and got Julius Randle with that trade.
Yeah, Lakers wasn't giving up Julius Randle.
Oh, they wasn't giving up Kuzma. So they could have gave up Julius Randle. That's what I'm saying. They play the same position.
Hello?
I said they play the same position, Kuzma and Julius Randle.
I think Kuzma is like a small four. I think Randle is a power forward.
I don't know,
man. I'm gonna ride with Randle because Kuzma only been good 1 year. Randle been good for 3 years and got this third year been his best year by far. So he might be way better next year.
He might. I don't know. Definitely want to see it, but one thing. I would have to say this was a very good show here. Hopefully, we come back on this joint. Probably on Wednesday.
You're on
my Happy Monday show on Monday.
I meant to check that joint out, but you be making some fucking not what that Skip Bayless show. I make first take clips. You make undisputed clips.
I hear that.
Do you watch them with Jones on YouTube?
I watch all of them. First take, undisputed, first things first. I watch all of them.
Like, undisputed be like 20 minutes. Like, yo, y'all been 20 minutes on one topic, dog. That's how your Jones be. Your Jones be like 20 minutes. My Jones be like five. I'm like, yo, I'm got 20 minutes to spare, man. I'm gonna listen to 5 minutes of this joke. They should do like a reunion show.
I think they should do like a do off, like all four of them together.
Yeah, that should be entertaining shit, yo. Because Stephen A is sharp. I'm starting to like Shannon Sharp better than everybody now.
Because Shannon Sharp be real animated. That's why he got a lot of stuff to say. Talking about some nigga betting the case of dude and everything.
No, he said something about Rodney Hood. He said I'm getting my I ain't hood no more. I'm getting my stocking cap back. he was describing the Cleveland players. He got the Rodney Hood. He's like Rodney Hood, I ain't hood no more. I'm getting my you know I got that crazy Southern accent. That should have been funniest. He said, I ain't hood no more. I'm getting my stocking cap back.
Oh, man. That's a little too funny. Oh, man. Definitely going to see, but we'll be back. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day. To all our fans, thank y'all for listening. God bless. Good night.